So if Baitullah Masood is in fact dead, what does that mean for the Taliban in Pakistan? MJ Gohel is a director of the Asia-Pacific Foundation, a think tank in London. MJ, how crippled is the Taliban in Pakistan if Masood was killed by a missile?
If Masood was killed, it is certainly a very important victory for the U.S.-led coalition in Afghanistan because Masood had become a major figure, not just in operational terms, but also in symbolic terms. And I think it was necessary for the U.S. to show that it can get the people that they're looking for.
You know, it's easy for the West to conflate the Taliban and al-Qaeda because of their historical cooperation, but the conventional thinking, as you well know, MJ, about al-Qaeda is that they are diffuse enough that the elimination of a top man in the organization doesn't really mean much. But the Taliban, are they structured more like an army with a clear chain of command so that a lower-ranking soldier will now assume Masood's position?
There are a number of people within the Taliban who can take over from Baitullah Masood. In fact, there are around four candidates. The leading candidate is his most senior lieutenant known as Hakim Mullah Masood. And there are three or four others also. And this is the problem, that it's a question of eliminating these leaders, but how do you stop the recruitment of new leaders? And this is where the destruction of the infrastructure is important. And in some ways, the Taliban today is more dangerous than al-Qaeda in the sense that the Taliban is operating quite openly, and we know who the leaders are, and we even know where they are based. But the trouble is that they're operating out of safe havens within Pakistan, and the U.S. Military is not allowed to operate there. However, these predator drone strikes have been very effective, and they are now taking the war to the heart of those safe havens and disrupting the Taliban infrastructure.
So what happens now in the fighting? Do you expect to see an immediate kind of lull in Taliban offenses and then a quick upsurge?
It's unlikely that there will be a lull. There may be a slight disruption in the short term, but in the long term, the attacks will continue, and indeed, there could even be more revenge attacks. The important thing to recognize here is that the Taliban can replace their ranks very easily, and it's important to keep the pressure on the Pakistani government to make sure that its military does do the job which it has been paid to do since 9/11, with USAID running into many, many billions of dollars.
MJ Gohel, director of the Asia-Pacific Foundation based in London, thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
We recently aired a four-part series on the Taliban. You can download and listen to Inside the Taliban at theworld.org.